Organic Manifesto. The organic poem is not the record of an event, it is an event, an occasion of experience, a map of the mind at work in the moment, ear measuring and mind mediating the crowd of outside voices, impulses, and resonances, erring on the side of entelechy for the individual and polis and culture, in deep connection with dimensions larger than the penholder, enacting, not describing, the instant, rather than the act of thought about the instant. The organic poem is allied with velocity and the duende beyond mere discourse and the function of symbology, imbued with a luminosity that exists just beyond comprehension of the penholder and ripples with the silver of a wave in the midnight of harvest moonlight or the white of alder-filtered September sunlight just beyond the foot of the morning altar. It is the living apprehension of the underlying form as it spills out its testimony, as only the moment can reveal, never completely contained in one poem, except that poem which is the final result of a lifetime of an individual poet's never fully articulate striving, a chaotic murmur of soul redirecting self to self in an alchemical conjunctio only antepasados fully comprehend. It is the practice divine of ear training, star to mind, to hand, to pen, to blossoming, a harvesting of forces learned over years, decades, lifetimes of homage and refined, knows process as its own inherent reward in a systemless system which chooses recklessly those who would use speech at once, at its least careless and least logical. Poet is time mechanic, not embalmer. The organic poem is the mercy, mercy, mercy of the intersection of the vastness of outer space with the vastness of the space inside skull, in complete candor, the ordinary mind in discovery of perceptions eternal, in celebration of person. Universe is person, not a stream of consciousness, more a coherent splendor, more a field of first permission to which one is allowed access more often than one thinks.